Judy invited me to give the first talk of the year, and even better still is the topic. There are a lot of new faces here. Before I start, how many of you are from Malaysia? Okay, thank you. Yang dari Indonesia? Aku juga two nih. Okay, this, excuse me, but this used to be the what we call the Indonesian Malaysian Society, you see. Anyway, it's good to see that you are interested in the religion of your forefathers. It's very important. Now, possibly a lot of you with your ancestors having moved from China to Indonesia or Malaysia, they brought over their culture and their beliefs. And for a while, we prospered, and after a while, the thing just go downhill. The reason why it goes downhill is because we no longer follow the teachings, and also there are a lot of other thoughts which comes in, and to make us feel, the Buddhists feel very, very small. When I was growing up in Malaysia, the thing is, if I claim to be a Buddhist, the first thing they say, old-fashioned, right? And superstitious, the second thing. And it's true, when I grew up, I just thought, what a stupid religion I belong to. We believe in a lot of things, and so on. Until I became an adult, then I start to learn. Now, how many of you have read Dr. Dhammananda's book? Okay, good. Now, Dr. Dhammananda, or Venerable Dhammananda, was one of the foremost